to build your faith? Do you desire to have a true encounter with God through His Word? Then listen to Logos Rhema Hour with Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobin, Head Pastor of Harvest Chapel International, Kumasi. He is a seasoned man of God and a teacher of the Word in its truth and simplicity. Make time with us each and every Monday to Friday at 2 p.m. on Spirit 88.3 FM as we encounter the Word of Truth. God richly bless you. Welcome to Logos Rhema Hour with God's servant, Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobin, Head Pastor of Harvest Chapel International, Kumasi. And now, to today's message.
Let's take our confession, Joshua 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but I shall meditate in it day and night, that I may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then I will make my way prosperous, and then I will have good success. Amen. All our prayer endeavors and enterprises must rightfully begin with knowledge and knowing God. So knowledge, like we always say, is the facts, gathering the facts. But knowing God calls for what? Relationship, calls for intimacy. Amen. So we gather the knowledge, but then we must know Him in experience. And that is where the obedience comes. You get to know God when you begin to obey His precepts, when you begin to validate the Word. He said, this is the way you demonstrate your love to me. When you obey me, and when you obey me and the Father, that was Jesus. He said, we will come, and we'll come and make our home with you. We'll bring tangibility to you. The Godhead, the whole Godhead, will come and make our home with you. And you will know that God is in your home. So unfortunately, we can't know God on our own terms. I keep on going over this truth, and I pray that somebody will hear me. We can never know God on our own terms. That is why some of us are languishing behind in our pursuit of God. You want to set the rules. You want to reset the rules. No. Look at your pastors. Look at our growth trajectories. Look at where we are heading and shepherding you. And follow us as we follow Christ. Amen. Every day we are here, and then we are doing everything. We are doing all the sacrifices just to know God. We are shunning, ways. Hallelujah. You know, fraudulent ways and means. We are shunning them. And we are striving to live righteous and holy life according to the book. And you want, you know, so they are our fundamentalists. No. He said, with all that getting, get wisdom and get understanding. We are wise. Because you can't manipulate God. God will never change the rules. He will never bend the rules for any one of us. So you better align yourself. So that's where fasting comes in. Now you get to hear from God what He's saying. And then He injects spirit. He injects nerve. He injects verve. He injects courage and boldness. So you rise up and obey. I'll shun the world and then obey. I'll take my stand with God. I will not bend the rules. I'll stay. I'll stand for God. If God says no, it's no for me. If I'm going to suffer ridicule, so be it. That's what it means. Taking your cross daily. So we can't know God on our own terms. God and God alone sets the terms. And we either embrace it and fulfill the laid out conditionalities, or we just have to forget about it. Amen. So man can only know God from what He has chosen to reveal to us in His Word. His Word. That's why you must read the Word. That's why we are saying that, look, now there's no, don't let language be a barrier. They are audio. God has made it possible that all this technology that has come now, almost in many, many languages, the technology has brought translation of the word. It can be read out for you. You can read, no problem. Hallelujah. You can hear, you can listen. Let the audio play for you. Amen. You don't have units. Delete all those videos. Don't watch them. Don't open them. Hallelujah. Amen. So that you can save units and read the word. I hope you understand it. Don't let any excuse, don't give any excuse that will bar you from hearing the word. Because as you hear it often and often, oh my God, faith will be injected into you, grant you boldness and courage to rise up and to obey the word. And when you obey, God will be there at the tail end. And you validate that word with signs and wonders and answers, peculiar answers. Amen. Amen. So verse 5, he said, okay, when we read it, he said, when thou prayest, it means that he assumes that we pray and we ought to pray. Turn to somebody and say, prayer is a must. Prayer is a necessity for all believers. And that's what he said, verse 5 there. And when you pray, because you must pray. Every morning you must pray. And that is why as a church, we are putting all these packages in. The startup prayer time. And then we go through the outline. And we must all just hook on, just hook on. Get the Zeno app and join the people of God as we pray. And so pray, we must pray. Amen. So let's just take one. He said, our Father who art in heaven. That was in verse 9. Therefore, he prayed this way. In the opening words, Jesus exhorts us to open our prayers. Hallelujah. And he's not just talking about words, but heart and mind condition. When you are saying, our Father, Abba, Abba, it's not just words. Spirit. The Spirit is crying out, my Father. Remember, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. If you have seen God and you've been treating God like your dad with honor, respect, oh, when you come to the place of prayer, there will be some stirring up. You know that you have a standing before God. You just know that your prayers will pierce through the skies. You know that it will reach the ears of a faithful God, a hearing God, whose ears are attentive, a loving God. You would experience it. It's not delicious. It is true. God is true. Hallelujah. This morning, I was there in my office. I was just preparing. I was asking God, what do I tell them? What do I tell them? Any time about this prayer. I know, God, you are true. You are real. I still remember when I was about to do my house job, and I wanted them to go and do my house job in a rural hospital. And then ran away from it. And then God came through and said, don't go. That is not my will for your life. Stay in the city. Do your house job in the teaching hospital here. And I was giving all my reasons why I need to go. I need to run away from salary delays and all that kind of things. And God says, stay. I said, God, you want me to struggle? You want me to go through hardships? He said, yes. I still remember I was still standing at the student's hostel. I was standing there now. I was fidgety and said, because I knew God had arrested my attention and I knew that this was none but God speaking. And then said, no, God. And then I remember a book I read about Sidney Poitier. And then he said in the Caribbean, when they go there, when because it's an island, when you are about 6 months to 1 year, just before you crawl, the mothers have some way because they go and wash at the riverside. And then maybe their crawling baby will be taken by the sea or something. So they have a ritual. They dip you in. They dip in the shallow waters. They dip you, the child, in. So they dip your child in. And then the child will struggle, splatter, you know, trying to stay afloat. And then just when the child is about to sink and exhausted, then the mothers will pick you, the child, out. And they do that until the child learns how to float in the water, so that when the mother is going about their business, they know that if the child gets into the water, the child will never drown. So before the child crawls and walks, they know how to swim. They know how to stay afloat. But they put them through trials. They put them through that challenge of staying afloat. Not to kill them, but to teach them. Oh, he trains my hands for war. And God was saying, yes, you are running away. No, I don't want you to run away. And that is how I learned, oh my God, that this God is God. Stay! So I stayed. And do my work. Incredible answers to prayer. I had to even depend on God for toothpaste. And I still remember, sometimes I'll be in my room, I'm just about to go to it, and I'll say, God, they still not paid us. I don't have this. I don't have that. I don't have that. I don't have that. Why? And then I'll go to it. By the time I come back from work and I enter my room, I'll be having it. I'll be having it. Miraculous provisions. And then immediately I enter the room. What do you have? Then that's when I'll say, God, this was what I asked for. Here is it. Say yes. Validate it. So the challenges that you are going through, no. God is not trying for you to quit. God is not suffocating you. God is not killing you. God is not strangulating you. No. God wants to teach you how to swim against the tide of hardship. If only you understand. God wants us to grow. God wants us to see Him in His power, in His might, in His glory. That is the role of challenges. He wants to induce a never say die spirit within us, a spirit of perseverance, patience. The fruit that we have been talking about, it is through hardship, it is through trials, it is through challenges, it is through difficulties that God gets those things distilled in our souls. How could we have done church with all the things that we have gone through? Same power, God! We know you will come through. So every day we say, we will pray, we will fast. Amen. So we said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is because the believer is conscious, so much conscious of the work of grace and salvation that God has accomplished in our lives. And this work, we understand that once upon a time, God considered us unredeemed, strangers, aliens. We are talking about what makes us cry, Abba, Father. Why he says, our Father. What qualifies us to become children of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Once upon a time, we were estranged and therefore undeserving of His mercy. Because of the pride of our hearts in refusing to agree to a universal charge of guilt and accepting the pardon on offer through Jesus Christ and reconciliation with God. We are talking about when we are unbelievers. That was it. We didn't know God. We didn't have God. We were not accepting the offer of, and the charge. Number one, the charge of guilt before Him, and then the offer of pardon and reconciliation. So that we can go over these things. You are in church. You can't pray. You are not qualified to come to Him and say, our Father, when you are not born again. You are not a child of God. The fact that you come to church doesn't mean that you can cry, Abba, Father. You can't. That's the difference. We were all brought to our knees. We were all convicted by the Holy Spirit. That is where it begins. It's no magic. You go through the rules. God says, all have sinned, falling short of the glory of God. Yes, sir. Me a mi jitu mo se mi nye. Makuma nye. Me nim na ya na ma ye lipstick na ma bana mi se. Ma be nye. Mwe radi unsu unim. Unim pa. And then you accept the offer of pardon. Se se, radi me jemu. We jemu. We bupu. Ama wa we unse we jemu ampa. And you say, oh, can be angry. Say, sorry, you come to church and say, sinner's prayer. Like I think sinner's prayer doesn't save you. Brokenness, brokenness, brokenness of heart. Already, I paid them my pimp, my bread, Jimmy. And you mean it. He brought us to our knees. My prayer, my bread. That's what we talk about. Forget about that. That one Sunday school, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. And say, you think that is prayer? You yourself, when you finish, you know that you've not prayed. So he hits the ceiling and then bounces back. Abba! Abba! That's what David said. Oh my God, this I know. When I cry, Jesus, Ramah, God will hear me. He said, this I know, for God is for me. That's what the call we are talking about. So when you come to the place of prayer and say, our Father, Daddy, you know it. You know it. You know it. You have a standing. Hallelujah. But we are talking about baseline, so everybody can come up. You have to accept the charge of guilt and accept the offer of pardon and be reconciled to God. Hallelujah. And then when you do that, John says something. He says that in John 1:12, all who received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. Amen. He gave them the power, authority to exercise his name and to be also recognized as a child of God. Now, listen to this. Listen to this. And I pray that we will take encouragement from this. Not necessarily here on earth. When we are talking about children of God, it is not necessarily here on earth that for all who believed in him, he gave them the power to become the children of God. You and I know it, and we are going about and say, I'm born again, and nobody gives any respect in today. You are a child of God, and so what? The people here, the people that we interact with, they don't respect us because we have taken that stand and we are rebuking our holy, holy, and they don't, no. That's not what the Bible is talking about. The right of sonship. All who believed in him, he gave them the right to become children of God, sons and daughters of God. It's not for recognition on here. So that when you go to a place and say, oh, I go to church, oh, and so what? Amen. And that is where a lot of us cringe away. Because it's like, we have become sons and daughters, power of God. And nobody values us. No. Oh, Jesus. We are talking about sonship in the cosmic world. That is where our sonship is validated. That is where God has given us the credentials. Sonship in the realms of the spirit. Oh, Jesus. Jacob came to Jacob had to leave and flee from Laban, and he came and God, because God spoke to him that, no, Jacob, where you are, you are still not in my will. You have to come back to the promised land. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 32, and Jacob proceeded. And he said, immediately he entered the promised land. Can you behold what? Angels of God! You understand that? Angels of God met him in the promised land. Sonship. Covenant activated. So it's not here. I hope we are talking about dominating through prayer. What will make your prayers count? It's not, that's why it's not the one that we pray here. The prayer, and then you come and then you are the Shamata Alemutata. No. That one there is for faith. Oh, when you stand alone before God! That's where the validation. So what caused angels to be activated like bodyguards for Jacob? That's what the Bible says. Genesis 32, 1 and 2. Angels. It's as if to say that Yebana Bo Waba. from God. And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. Wouldn't you like that to be said of you? Look at verse 2. And when Jacob saw them, so he saw the angels, and he said, "This is God's host." And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. It was as if God wanted to reassure him, "Fear not." I hope you are getting it. Hello? When you are born again, truly sincere, we are talking about a sincere, authentic faith, there is no way that you will know that you will be a success. Because some of these things, you just know, he saw it all. He saw the angel just to reassure God, who show it to you. You just know that it is well. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. The seven sons of Sceva, isn't it? Acts 19. What did they do? They were trying to exorcise some spirit from a demon possessed man. The man said, "My God." And they said, "We conjure you, come out of him," from the Jesus that Paul preaches. The Bible says they caught him, they beat them. One man, he beat this exorcist. And he says, "Jesus, I know, and Paul, who art thou?" Sonship. In the realms of the spirit, the sonship is in the realms of the spirit. So that when you pray and cry out, like David said, "This I know, that God is for me. When I cry, I'll receive help." I'm talking about sonship. We know about Elisha's story in 2 Kings chapter 6, isn't it? From 13 onwards. The Syrian king sent to Dothan to go and capture Elisha because he was giving his secrets to the king of Israel. And his servant woke up in the morning, and then he saw that the place was what? Surrounded by chariots and horses and a host of people, and they were coming to capture one man, the prophet. And the Bible says that the servant was alarmed, and then he called to Elisha's attention what was happening. And he says that, "Fear not. They that are with us are more." And then what did he say? The Bible says, and he prayed. He said, "Lord, I pray." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that they may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And so it is because of the realms of the spirit that God confers the rights of sonship to believers. And it is in the realms of the spirit where we need to be exercising our authority to make things happen to us in respect of our pursuit of the will of God for our lives. The sonship that we are talking about. Amen. God has a certain will for our lives. We have been learning all throughout the year. We are here on a divine assignment. And we need resources, and we need to dominate or exercise dominion. We need resources so that we'll be successful. And God is responsible for that. And because we are recognized in the realms of the spirit, God makes it. He says these angels, they minister to the saints of God. They are supposed to make sure that our assignment here on earth is fulfilled. Amen. So God giving us the right of sonship is so that these things will work for us. So when Jesus said, when you come to God, make sure that you remind him, first and foremost protocol, "Father, Abba." And that's why I'm saying it's not just the word Father, but the Spirit. The Spirit, all who believed in him, he gave them the right to become sons and daughters of God. We are re-examining, we are pressing the reset button. Your born again experience, is that a trajectory? We are giving you basics. Things that happen when you get born again. Amen. Because you need that recognition. Because you need resources from heaven. Oh my God, listen to this. Look, listen. What is happening in your life here on earth, most often they are being orchestrated. Like we always say, things here on earth, they are wired to the supernatural. They are wired to the cosmic world. That is the dwelling place of God. Of God and of angels, benevolent angels. It is also the place where Satan and his cohorts have taken residence. Hallelujah. With his wicked spirit, that is where all those manipulative spirits who manipulate through witchcraft and sorcery and occult, that is also where they are. And they are able to orchestrate and manipulate events here on earth. And as a child of God, God is aware of this. And you can't run it alone. You can't run successfully the divine assignment on your life alone, on your own. You need grace from heaven. You need grace resources from heaven. Chief among which is the blessed Holy Spirit of God. So that when we cry, Abba, it's supposed to be able to call attention to God every day. Look at how they said, every day when you stand before Him, go through the ritual. Go through the prayer points. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses. As we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Are you hearing it? For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever and ever. And Jesus was talking to his disciples. You understand, disciples? Learners. Learners. People who were willing to be like Jesus. Are you willing to be like Jesus? Are you living like Jesus? Are you following righteousness, holiness, and purity in your life? Or you are just coming to church, which has become the bane of the church? We are just coming. We are just coming. I don't know where you got your tongues from. Some tongues, it just hits the roof and then bounce. It doesn't go anywhere. Why? Sonship. It's not actuated. It's not activated by the Spirit of God. Maybe once upon a time, but you are no longer living. You are now living in sin. You are living in disobedience. You have moved out of the will of God.
This broadcast was proudly sponsored by the friends and partners of Harvest Chapel International, Kumasi. Thank you for listening to Logos Shrema Hour with Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobi. We believe that as we act on this word, God's power will transform your life. Join or visit us for our in-person family service at Harvest Chapel International, Dingami Kumasi, close to Micklin Hotel and on the Sunset Road, this and every Sunday at 7 a.m. for our tea service, 8:30 a.m. for our Bible study, and 9 a.m. for our English service. You can also join us this and every Wednesday for our amazing midweek teaching service at 6 p.m. and on Fridays for our prayer solution service also at 6 p.m. Remember that all our services are streamed online at Harvest Chapel International Kumasi on our Facebook and YouTube pages. You can also listen to us at any time on our online radio station, Radio HCI Today, accessible via the Radio King and Zeno apps. You can download these apps on the Google Play Store and Apple Store. You are free to access all life-transforming sermons by Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobin via podcast by searching for Harvest Chapel International Kumasi on all podcast platforms. For prayer requests or any other inquiries, please contact us via SMS, voice call, or WhatsApp on 055-124-5252. 055-124-5252. We look forward to seeing you at our next service. Until then, keep living for Jesus. God richly bless you.